Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. My headphones are not cooperating with me here. This portion of the program is brought to you by Spot Hero. This time tomorrow, we'll be making the announcement for Alice in Winterland. We're all incredibly excited about this, so we'll tell you all about who's on the show, when you can get tickets, where it is, what the date is, all the info. Maybe Brynn will be here to play a montage of the artists who are performing. Maybe Brynn will be in the hospital with his wife or girlfriend.
Right.
Baby mama.
Fiance.
Yeah, his fiance.
And maybe Hooman would be able to do it.
Yeah, Hooman.
It's all ready to go for you.
Thanks so much.
Oh, you put it
Brynn.
All together already?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Appreciate
nice.
That, buddy.
Excellent. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Be here for that. And this thing sells out so fast. Plus, me and Vinny are taking half the tickets. So they're not going to be,
sorry.
There won't be
put
that
in
many.
The request right now.
There
yeah,
won't be that many
do.
Tickets for right. For everybody
very
else.
Important.
Yeah. Okay. Got a lot of people who want to go. To the big Alice in Wonderland.
Well, yeah, I'm bringing a whole team.
Sure, why wouldn't you?
Your entourage.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment in Hollywood. There's a new guy.
What's his name?
James Toback.
I don't know.
He is. He directed. Two,
you do know him. He's a director.
Yeah,
big
two,
time.
Two girls and a guy. He got an Oscar nomination for writing the Warren Beatty movie Bugsy. Mm. He's got 38 women accusing him of sexual
38.
Harassment. Yeah, 38 women. And they have listed some other, I don't see the other films. Let's see. The Pickup Artist, Black and White, 2008's Tyson, 2014's The Gambler. I guess he did a bunch of movies with Robert Downey Jr. Anyway, it looks like the LA Times posted a story yesterday in which 38 different women are accusing him of decades-long sexual harassment, much of it similar in nature to the accusations against Harvey Weinstein. And the thing that they said, because he's saying, this is ridiculous, it's I don't even know those women, and I certainly, the ones I do remember, I don't remember anything like that happening. But I guess that they had some pretty similar tales to tell, like they all got a few details of what he was up to.
He had a, right? an M.O.,
Anyway, he's saying, I either never met any of the 38 women or only had brief encounters with them. He also claimed to the Times he was medically incapable of any of this behavior, citing diabetes and a heart condition.
Are any of them super famous?
I don't see any names.
Oh.
But I'm sure those will
from
come
what
out.
I read, he was approaching people, random people, and dropping a line on them. Like, not random people, really hot chicks.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he was giving them this rap about how
I'll make you famous.
I'm a director. I made Robert Downey Jr. relevant with these films. He'd go through this list, and I guess apparently a lot of times, just like you just did, where you list the names of the movies, and people are still sort of like, huh?
No. All you had to do is say Robert Downey Jr., and they go, really? You
so
cast
he had to keep, you know, going further along in the right. rap in order to make people go, oh, okay, so I do remember that.
So, okay, I will go someplace private with you where we can talk more intimately. So he would get them alone and start asking intimate questions, and then he'd either dry hump them or just get himself in front of them. One of those. Super hot. Did you see a picture of him?
Yeah, he doesn't have a good look.
No, he doesn't.
It's really... not the guy.
Director James Gunn, who did Guardians of the Galaxy, says he's been warning people about James Toback for over 20 years.
Who said that?
The director of Guardians of the Galaxy. So I guess he's in the... I don't know if, you know, I don't have that article in front of me, but I guess maybe he's in the article saying that. 14-year-old Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things. He's the main character. I think his name is Mike. And he was also in It, played Richie Tozier. He's fired his agents over allegations that the guy acted inappropriately with several aspiring young actors. Finn himself apparently not involved in this abuse, but as soon as he heard about it, he fired his agent. Corey Feldman has for years been claiming that there's rampant pedophilia in show business. He said that he used to go to parties where this was going on. He doesn't want to name names because he's worried about the safety of his family, but he says he's, quote, working on a plan to shed some light on the situation. Meanwhile, he was busted for pot possession in Louisiana. He had to pay a fine, and then he was free to go. People don't care about weed the way they used to. Harvey Weinstein's response to Lupita Nyong'o. If anybody, she'd posted quite a long story in detailing the whole, every interaction she'd ever had with Harvey Weinstein. And he says, I have a different recollection of what went on. And the reason that he, you can ask him about it is because he's apparently staying at some luxury resort in Arizona and then going to outpatient rehab and not listening to anyone and really just doing whatever
the hell
he wants.
Well, it's a PR stunt because I don't think he suffers from sex addiction at all. I think he's just a scumbag.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Roman Polanski has a new accuser. A woman says he sexually abused her when she was 10. Fox News has a little more egg on its face. There's a new report that says back in February, they signed Bill O'Reilly to a four-year, $25 million contract extension, even though they knew that in January, he'd settled a sexual harassment claim for $32 million. That's the biggest payout we've heard about so far with him. I had heard that there were like eight, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was like they knew that he'd settled something like eight claims. And all eight of them were for the combined amount was about $20 million. So this is the first time hearing of one person who got $32 million. The bassist for Marilyn Manson, Twiggy Ramirez, is being accused of rape by a former girlfriend. There's a whole long story.
Is that right?
That. Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that one.
I can hand it to you. I'm not going to go in. I mean, I'm really just this is like a roundup of every bad thing anybody in a position of power ever did. Sean Young, who plays the main replicant in the first Blade Runner, the one that Harrison Ford did back.
Sean
in the
Young,
80s.
Wasn't she in Ace Ventura?
She was in Ace Ventura, and I want to say she was on Dancing with the Stars, wasn't she? Maybe a couple years back.
I would never. Or, have seen
or maybe
that.
Ice Skating with the Stars. Anyway, Sean Young says, "Yeah, I was harassed by Harvey Weinstein as well," and then Mickey Rourke. Got approached on the street. He says he feels sorry for Harvey. You know, the thing about the video that we were talking about this earlier, he's had the bad plastic surgeries. Mm-hmm. I feel like his face has calmed down a lot. He looks a little bit more like the old Mickey Rourke, I guess. But it's just such a weird tape. Like, in it, various girls keep pulling him. And one of them, he doesn't even seem to know her name. And they keep like coming up to him. And
I'm not sure if he was joking or not.
Yeah. But anyway, here's a little bit of what he had to say.
Dumped it.
Okay. Well, if you're listening online, congratulations. We'll move on from that real quick. Triple X.
But wait, going back to that, the girl's name, was her name Anastasia? Do you remember her name? Because we were speculating this morning if they knew each other and if it's the Anastasia, he was kidding and he has been with her for some years.
Her name was Angela.
It was an Angela.
Oh, it was Angela.
But there was a different girl who grabbed him at first. Like he's talking to this paparazzi and the girl comes over and you think she's like his PR person or something because she sort of puts a hand on his shoulder and says, okay, it's time for us to go and leads him off. And I think, is it the same girl that he's later like, what's your name?
No, that's a different girl.
Probably, okay. I bet it's a joke.
Probably, right? And then he says that Bill Cosby should be flushed on the toilet, though.
Oh. Well, he also says a word that can't be aired on the radio.
No,
so.
Nope. Actually, he says a lot of those. There was a lot. I'm sure you just missed that one. Plus, you're having a baby. I'm sure you're very distracted.
Baby!
Hey, baby. Do you think James Toback's going to be kicked out of the Academy Awards?
Out of the Academy of...
Motion Picture. Yeah. The voters. You know what I'm talking about.
He should be.
Or Directors Guild.
Oh, just jump
you're
on
not.
That.
You're Jesus. So
I know,
not.
I'm regular.
I'm always like this.
She's a regular bitchy self, you
guys.
Yeah,
I'm just my regular bitchy self. You guys are obviously just, you know, super tired because it's Monday and you can't take it.
Right.
XXXTentacion He reportedly tortured an ex-girlfriend. He's trying to repair his image on social media.
Wait, who?
That guy, XXXTentacion, XXXTentacion. He had a song in the...
Is he a rapper?
Let's hear the
song. He is a rapper.
You got to do more explanation of that guy than just moving right through it.
XXXTentacion. I feel like we've talked about him a bunch of times.
What's
he's been
name?
In the charts like for the last... XXXTentacion. Well, this sucks. Is this the hit?
Yeah, this is on the charts.
He's an R&B guy? It's always those R&B guys.
This is his rap here.
Oh, no pot to.
Good grief. don't play any more stuff.
Yeah, don't play anymore.
Whatever you do.
Anyway, he apparently tortured an ex-girlfriend. So that's what she claims. On social media, he announced plans to donate $100,000 to domestic violence prevention programs. He also apologized to, quote, any woman I've ever disrespected or made feel violated. Mm. So maybe he's trying to get ahead of this. As it seems like women are lining up, one person comes forward about one person, and then everybody else goes, oh, yeah, me too. Hashtag me too.
This guy, this XXXTentacion, he also punched someone with a microphone over the weekend.
Oh, well, that doesn't seem like that's part of his
image. And
this was
local. This was in Mountain View.
Really?
What?
Yeah, there's a, what is it called? It's a festival.
The Fire
it's
Festival.
It's called 2017 Rolling Loud in the Bay Area.
Oh.
Or, oh, it's going to be happening. But in any case, he punched someone over the
Rolling
weekend.
Loud happened over this weekend.
Okay, it so that's happen. Where he punched someone.
With a microphone.
That. Yeah.
That's more like bashing someone. Because a mic is hard.
Yes.
Like, I've even just, like, gone into a mic too hard and, like, hit myself in the face.
Or, like, your tooth.
Yeah. Smash your lip against your tooth. Mm-hmm. It does hurt. Imagine, poof, those things have some heft to them, too. Buddy, that's no way to fix your image. XXXTentacion.
I think Lil B was attacked at that.
Oh, Lil B?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Lil Boosie?
At that concert.
Man.
Boy, sounds like a party.
This break is making me claustrophobic. Everybody's got their hands on everybody. Can everybody just back off?
I'll give you some good news.
Just take one step back, please. Jesus.
Here's the good news. Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, this is not. What?
Great news.
Just happened.
Sarah loves this show.
It's
so you
so
go straight to
good.
Nerd crap?
Yeah.
God.
So we've been watching it. It's on. Listen.
Who's the star?
I do work for CBS. Her name is like Sinequa Green, Sinesha Green, something like that. She used to be on, oh, there it is, Sinequa Martin Green. She used to be on The Walking Dead. She committed zombie suicide last season.
So it's really good?
It's so good. I'm really into it. We've only watched a few of the episodes, but it's on. I do work for CBS, but I am paying for CBS All Access. This is not an ad for this show, and I mean, we're not even going to be working for CBS that much longer.
Where in the timeline is this in the Star Trek universe?
It's before.
Oh, before Kirk?
I believe it's before Kirk. Because isn't that one set in like 2400? This one's like in 2200 AD. Anyway, the show airs on CBS All Access every week, and it has been renewed for a second season. I'm super excited because it's so good. It's really, really good. They have a new theme song, though.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they put a little bit of that theme in it,
God.
But they don't use the same, you know. It's not the same. The rumors about Justin Timberlake.
What did he do now?
The rumors about him hosting the halftime show.
Oh.
It's good rumors. It's okay. Not bad. It's fine.
God.
Relax, Vinny. I won't do any more bad stories this whole break. Let me look ahead and make sure that's true. Actually, I do have that Harry Styles thing coming up. But that's actually, you know, it puts guys in a good light, I guess.
And does it?
Women are the a-holes in that story. Justin Timberlake is confirming that he's hosting the Super Bowl halftime show February 4th. He posted a 20-second video with Jimmy Fallon. They're going to do a fun little wordplay skit, you guys. Here we go.
Aren't they cute?
They're just, their love is so
they're
adorable.
They're cute together.
They really are. So there's that. And the NFL also confirmed the news. This will be the third Super Bowl halftime show appearance. The first since he exposed Janet Jackson's breast to the world in 2004. They have not announced if any other artists will join him. Naturally, people are wondering, you know, is Olive in Sync going to be there? And they're all like, yeah, we'd love to be. Please, please, Justin, yeah. Please work with us again.
Of course.
There's also some people wondering if Janet Jackson will be involved.
I'm going to guess she's going to stay far away from that.
I would think that she's busy. Doesn't she have a kid and going through a divorce and taking her half of that dude's billions of dollars?
I wonder how she likes being a mom.
Well, how old is she? She's a little older than us.
Yeah.
52 or 3 or 4 or 5.
You think she's, I would say late 40s, but I'm not really sure.
Oh, really? I think she's older than us.
Is she?
I don't know, though. What do I know?
It's got to be weird for her because she is super rich and used to being able to do anything she wants anytime she wants. Well, and there's a kid.
I'm sure she still can.
51.
Well, that's
it. Only 51?
She might very well like it because she's got hired help.
Right.
As in, I'm not really doing that. I'm just, I did it.
That's one of the funny things about, you know, people with money is that they don't have to take care of their kids. When I was watching, I used to watch Downton Abbey, and I would still if it was on because it's the greatest show ever. But it's so funny because they had, like, the team of nannies. They would have these babies. You know, they had to do that because that's how it works. And then they'd all be sitting in the parlor, and then the nannies would bring the children in for an hour, and they'd play, and the children would be all gussied up, and then the children would be taken away, and they'd go on with, like, the children were such a not the total afterthought on that show.
Yeah, oh,
that,
like an accessory.
That seems wonderful. You just have to hope the nanny's not. I mean, you're not. It's not like you're checking. Anyway, it looks like he's doing the halftime show. So congratulations. Was that other video any good? I'm just gonna move on to the next.
It was all right. Do you want
to
hear?
Oh
it?
God, did you check it for curse words? Yeah.
That's on Sunday Night Football.
The president tweeted about the NFL this morning.
Oh, great. What did he have to say?
24 players are still kneeling during the national anthem. Poor leadership in the NFL. Something like that.
Dude, please focus on North Korea and not effing up everything more. Think about important things. Harry Styles. Boy, is he dashing on stage, Vinny. We'll show you a little video here. He wears a red suit, and he's just jumping all around, putting on quite the show. Harry Styles from One Direction, of course.
Oh, right.
You know. Boy, he was the cute one. Remember with the hair and everything? Well, he got up
close.
Wait
a minute. I thought you said the other one was the cute one.
I'm just kidding. I don't think he's the cute one.
Okay.
I actually do think Lewis Tomlinson is the cute
one.
He's
the cute one.
Yeah, but all the girls love Harry Styles.
All right.
So... with his dumb hair that he has. Although his hair does seem sort of tamed down and grown up a little bit. But he's, boy, flashy red suit. It kind of reminds me of my own red suit. I love a nice red suit. Oh, it's great. Anyway, he got up real close to the edge of the stage. And a girl grabbed him by the woohoo. And he batted her hand away and backed up and just sort of avoided that area of the stage. But then Twitter went bananas on it because I guess someone caught it on their...
Whoa.
On their phone.
Yeah.
And so, of course, everyone's yelling, girls do it too. That's out of line. Just because you like him doesn't mean you can grab him by the woohoo. Grab him by the handle. That's what he's up to. Ed Sheeran. Oh, you know what? All right, I'll do this real quick. Here we go. The worst, they're joking here. The worst thing that has happened to Ed Sheeran in the last year is far from the Game of Thrones thing. Like, he has so many other problems to worry about. And it seems like the worst thing isn't even the recent cycling accident. He had a broken arm, a broken arm on one side, broken wrist on the other side. And I even heard that he broke a rib, too. Like, the dude's all banged up. He's basically saying it's the substance abuse that's been the worst thing. All the pitfalls that people read about, I just found myself slipping into all of them. Mostly, like, substance abuse. I didn't really notice it was happening. It just started gradually happening. And then some people took me to one side and were like, calm yourself down. It's all fun to begin with. It all starts off as a party and then you're doing it on your own and it's not. So that was a wake up call and taking a year off. He took that year off. And I think, didn't he? He had lost a bunch of weight while he was doing that. And he said he basically just stopped going to pubs. He said he took action to deal with the temptation. The year off, I never touched anything. I started slipping into it, and that's why I took a year off and buggered off. Instead, he turned to his music. I focused on work, and I can't work under the influence. I can't write songs under the influence. I can't perform under the influence. So the more I worked, the less that happened. And he's hooked back up with his high school girlfriend, And they live together.
Oh.
Her name is Cherry Seaborn. I guess, I don't know if they dated in high school. He said he had a crush on her in high school. So, but it sounds like they had some kind of thing going on.
Oh, but now he can get her because he's Ed Sheeran.
The whole time.
Right.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Anyway, he says she grounds him. Huh. So I don't. He doesn't really say whether.
Yeah.
I had heard he got up off the bike accident and walked into a nearby pub for a pint.
We did read that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people with substance abuse problems, that's often a fluid thing. Mm. That whole I'm sober now, I'm not.
Now I am. Now I'm not.
Right.
Now I am. Now I'm not. I guess that's all I have time for. You know what? Let me slip this one more thing in here because I want to make sure I get to it. Yuzi handed me this early this morning. Thrill of It All is the name of the new Sam Smith album. This is his second record.
It's oh, right. Sam Smith.
You know, just
got it.
Too good and goodbye. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's giving... He's really opened up and talking in this. There's some really interesting things in here. So he was talking to the Sunday Times, and he talked about his sexuality and his gender and how he loves to rock a kicking pair of heels.
Oh, he likes heels.
He does. He was asked why it took him so long to come out, and he says, looking back on it, it was the fear of saying the wrong thing and offending. I was 19 when I started writing the first album. I just moved to London from a village. I was literally the only gay in the village. I didn't know what I wanted to say. And he said, there's a song on this. Is it on this album or on the last one called Him? And it's about a son coming out to his father. Of the new songs, he says, they show my growth. I feel like they show me. They show the gay guy I've become. He also explains that he loves a feminine shoe. I love a heel. I've got loads of heels at home. This is not something that has sprung from his fame. He says, people don't know this, but when I was 17, I remember becoming obsessed with Boy George and Marilyn Monroe and all that. There was one moment in my life where I didn't own a piece of male clothing. Really, I would wear full makeup every day in school, eyelashes, leggings with Doc Martens, and huge fur coats for 2.5 years. When he was asked if he feels like a cisgender...
What is that?
It's a term for people whose gender identity matches the sex they were assigned at birth. Does he feel like he's a man?
Okay.
So I guess we're cisgender. I identify as a woman, you identify as man, and that's what we were born as. He flashed 2 Venus symbol tattoos that he has, I guess, on his fingers. And he says, no, I'm not cisgender. He says, I don't know what the title would be, but I feel just as much woman as I am man. I don't know. 2 genders? He said he spent a year at the local bars drowning his breakup sorrows and has taken a break from drinking. Last year, I'd say the entire year, I went out too much. I started drinking way too much. I started smoking cigarettes stupidly. And I lost a little bit of control toward the end. I haven't drunk now in 2.5 months. He says it's...
What about the ciggies, though? You still on those?
He doesn't say.
And didn't he have some throat stuff going on for a little bit?
He did have some throat stuff.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since his last record. I mean, this was not a quick turnaround between the first and second records. He said he's not laying off the sauce forever. I will drink again. It wasn't a drinking problem. But he does...
He hopes.
That's what he hopes. He says he does have an addictive personality, so he put a lid on it. I was just going out too much. He also says right now he has no boyfriend. He has been photographed with a guy who starred in 13 Reasons Why, Brandon Flynn. But he's saying it's not my boyfriend. The Thrill of It All drops on November 3rd. And I just thought, interesting. Interesting look at Sam Smith there. What's coming up in the news?
Parents getting drunk in front of their kids.
Oh,
how the kids feel about it.
Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:38 Monday morning. Man, it is clear as a bell out there. I was just looking at the sunrise coming up.
The sky does look blue.
I know. Just like that piercing autumn blue. Although it's going to be pretty hot. So, you know, it's unexpected this time of year. Enjoy, I guess. I don't know.
Won't be that bad.
Global warming. Much. All right. This part of the show is brought to you by Spot Hero. You can watch this show every day. We have a bunch of HD cameras in here and a guy named Vaughn who puts the whole show together. And then he loops it throughout the day. He does a clip of the day and all that stuff. But it's live and you can watch it. Just go to radioalice.com/watch and it takes you directly to the Looking Glass link. That's what we call the camera setup, the Looking Glass. And you can check it out every day. There's even a place you can join the little lookers club there that everybody comments and stuff. Their own little community.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She's got a great radio show. She picks all the music you listen to here. She's fantastic. She also goes to all the concerts.
She does.
And you can find out more info about her and everything Alice at RadioAlice.com.
Except today. She's out today and tomorrow.
God, are you serious?
Come on, Adele.
What the heck?
I think she's in Nashville.
Oh.
Or going to.
Good for her.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's she doing there? It doesn't say what she's doing.
Just music stuff, yeah. Everyone.
She's going to go discover someone.
Busy being a big one.
Probably. All right. Well, here's what's happening.
All right. I'm ready.
Getting hammered in front of your kids.
Don't do it, man.
It's not smart.
No, it's terrible.
It's not a smart thing to do. It's not the way you role model for your children.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, 29% of parents say they've been drunk in front of their kids. Have you?
I have.
Have you been drunk?
I have, yes.
All right. No, is the answer here.
Yeah, well, of course.
Right.
You've been sober for 10 years.
Another 22% say they've been a little tipsy, but not drunk. So how do the kids respond to it? The most common answer kids gave about their parents drinking is... It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Not a good look.
When mom and dad are drunk. Mm. Is that how your kids would answer that?
I'm sure it is. It's not funny. It's not cute. Super embarrassing. Try not to, you know. It's mostly when you come home. You know, it's not like I'm sitting around the house getting drunk. But you come home and it's like, what are you still doing up? Oh, I love you so much. Come here. No, mom, you stink. I just want a hug.
Have you ever had to write an apology letter to your kids?
No, I haven't.
The next day, no.
They love me.
All right.
They forgive me. I make them a good breakfast, you know. Here you go. Here's your apology note.
All right.
Pancakes. Yay.
Oh, I had pancakes this Saturday.
Oh,
I've
you've been
waiting
craving
a whole week,
those.
And Saturday morning I got up and just told everybody, it's pancake morning. Mm. Dad's been craving them for 7 days. It's happening.
How do you make them?
Regular old Bisquick pancakes. No big deal. Just butter
like Bisquick,
and syrup.
Use it's, the real stuff or the
not even the real the Jemima. What that doesn't even matter. I just want pancakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just hammer those down and then get
so
to work.
Good. You know, I think it's Bisquick. They do a little. It's like a premix thing where you just add water, fill it up to the line, shake it.
Oh
and
yeah,
pour
yeah.
out however many you want,
that.
And they're
yeah.
very. They taste just like the regular. Well. They're pretty darn close to a regular pancake. And they're and then you just refrigerate what you don't use. It's nice.
Well, that's pretty good because making pancakes with Bisquick, every single time you're pouring, yep. and then a clump drops out. And
right.
you're like, mother, what the hell? And then you're like, how am I going to compensate with the milk?
Yep.
And suddenly your measuring's all left.
Yeah.
And you're just hoping for the best.
And they always come out great.
Well, they came out great, except yep. this time they came out a little thin because Dad overcompensated the clump that dropped out with too much milk.
Yeah, it happens.
And the pancakes are too thin, everybody.
It's fine, though. Butter and put butter and syrup on them. Everyone will love them.
Next
and that's
time,
what we did. Yes.
I highly recommend King Arthur's flour gluten-free organic pancake
You have
mix.
Never made King Arthur's pancakes in your house, have you?
I just resourced it for you.
But
yeah.
have
okay.
you ever
We don't want
made...
the gluten-free pancakes. The whole point of a pancake is it's not good for you.
Right.
How could you recommend something you haven't even
Yeah!
Tried?
How dare cause... you!
He does it with movies all the time.
Oh.
But where's my hit?
Got one of those.
Burn. By the way, I watched The Big Sick over the week. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah.
Very
but
good.
But it's S-I-C, right?
No, it's Sick.
Oh,
with
it's
a K.
With a K? Yep. Okay.
Very good.
The Big Sick. It's Dinesh.
I really
from,
liked it.
From Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
It's his
so
real
cute.
Life story, and it's great. I we both must have
well,
pressed play on it at the
it
same
can't
time.
Be his real life story, but. It it's is. Based on that.
Right.
And it's,
I'm sure it's way funnier in the movie version.
I can't imagine he actually tried to do a one-man show and got people to come to it and went on for hours about...
Oh, I believe that. Totally.
You do?
Sure.
Really?
I do.
You don't?
I do. It's funny. It's like, oh, I learned a lot about
Pakistan's number one export is cement. And then he stands there and looks at... Weren't you watching?
It was cotton.
Okay, maybe it was cotton, then cement. Either way, there's no way he tried to sell that to an audience of people. There's no way anyone showed up for it.
Well, his friends, you know, they go to be supportive.
All right.
I love his little side group of friends. I think that was really cute, too.
The clique that he hangs with.
Yep.
Anyway, very good movie, everyone. Worth a watch. And you're right, Ray. The parents almost stole the show.
They did steal it. And they're not even in it till halfway through. And all of a sudden you're like, holy cow. It's Holly Hunter and Ray Romano play the girl's parents, the girl that he winds up marrying.
Right.
And boy, they're just great. That movie's, it's a great movie.
There's a line in there. You find out a little bit into the movie that something's going on between the parents. And there's a line in there that Ray Romano says, and the missus like went, her neck almost broke to look at me. I'm all, hey, take it easy.
I know the line.
Yeah,
you're
yeah, you do.
It's an interesting concept.
But it's nice that there was a point where she leaves. And anyway, whatever. Just watch the movie. It's really good. I'm spoiling it if I continue
you're
to talk.
You're not. You're great. It's fine.
Halloween is right around the corner, everyone.
Yeah, next week.
A new survey found that kids and adults have different ideas about what the best candy is. And if you're giving the candy to the kids,
you should give what they want.
Right.
All right. What do they want?
They like the stuff that's usually fruit flavored. Smarties, Starburst, Twix makes the list. Nerds, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, M&M, and Laffy Taffy all on their list.
I see.
Of things they want.
Those are things I don't give.
That they really like. What?
I buy the things of the mini chocolate bars, you know, the big bags of them.
Well, that's what the parents like, apparently. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes. Twix.
Hershey's Kisses. Ugh. Fun Dip. I don't know what that
is. Oh, is that the one where you lick the stick and put it in the powder?
Yeah.
Lick 'em sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what they're called? Yeah.
Fun Dip is the real name?
Dipping sticks or something.
Snickers and Kit Kats also on the list. These are the things adults like. Swedish Fish.
I do love a Swedish
and
Fish.
And M&M's. M&M's are the only overlap between the kids and the adults.
Funny.
Is Theo's Fair Trade peanut butter cups
no,
on there?
No, nobody's into
what?
Those. No one likes those. They're in the same bin with the gluten-free flour from King Arthur.
The trash.
Yeah.
Just want to throw that out there. You guys care about
Theo's Fair Trade
peanut butter cups. Yes.
Bring those in. We'll have to try
those.
All
right, here. I got them right here.
You do?
No.
Does he really?
No.
He does.
Take a bite, really. Take a bite.
No, I don't
does?
Want them.
You love peanut
I'm not
cups.
Eating that. I'm not eating that right
break
now.
It, break.
Give it to Sarah.
I'm not gonna. I'll take a small.
What? Let her have the whole
it's
thing.
It's even shaped like he's.
Look at him. Watch.
Crunchy?
Is that part of your no? I don't want to eat. Is that part of your daily diet?
Take some.
Oh, we're wearing the same shirt.
No, I don't want.
Try a little bit.
You know,
I don't like it.
I wouldn't kick it out of bed, but it's no Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh my god! You don't
Sorry,
even know
it's not salty enough.
So messed up.
But thanks for the bite. That was good.
I'll just take a bite.
Yeah, it's fine. It's no. The chocolate's
Please
a little too hard, and the peanut butter's not salty enough.
It's fine.
It's good though. It's fine.
So, is that part of your daily snack?
It's one of them, yeah.
All right.
Just want to try to keep it nutritious and healthy for the kids.
Mm.
I feel like I'm the only one that cares.
Oh,
and now, nutrition facts with Hooman.
Eating a Mediterranean diet and regularly consuming olive oil can reduce the risk of major cardiovascular disease.
I think we've heard
by
this
30%,
heard
including
one.
Strokes and death.
Sorry.
You need a new
batch. Dig back into the pile.
You haven't heard that one.
We have.
And now, a nutrition fact we haven't heard with Hooman.
Alaska produces more than half of all seafood caught in the U.S.
That's not a seafood fact.
How,
That's
how
a
is
fast
that a nutrition fact? And now, an actual nutrition fact with Hooman.
One cup of air-popped popcorn contains more antioxidants in the form of polypeptides than the average fruit or vegetable.
Acceptable. This has been Nutrition Facts.
Wow, you are in a mood. You are definitely in a mood.
Sorry about it.
Rubbing off on the other one.
On me? I think you're the other one.
You know, someone texted in, man, Vinny's on his period, and I looked straight at Sarah. I'm like, yeah. Me?
Yeah, it is you.
What
it's
show
not
are you
me.
Listening
I'm having
to?
A good time.
What?
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
That's nice.
Just because I didn't like your peanut butter cup all that much, it was what's not a reflection on you.
And all these extra nutrition facts, which I hadn't done, all were new. You're welcome.
No.
Please don't be like that.
A new survey found that dad dancing officially starts at 37. I don't know if this is a thing. Is this a thing?
Dad dancing?
Dad
As
dancing.
As in, like, you can't really, you don't have moves anymore. You just become, like, the dad who's dancing?
I guess so. Your dad's dancing starts to embarrass you when you're around 13 and continues to embarrass you for the next 17 years. Around
oh, so
the
it
age-
hasn't changed, really. It's just that you're now a teenager and oh. everything your parents do embarrasses you.
Okay. Around
and when do we come back?
Around 30, you stop being embarrassed and start thinking it's endearing that dad will still get out there.
Yeah.
Go dad.
I think it's even younger than 30. I don't know. It seemed like the teenage years were the only times I was like embarrassed by my parents. Like after that, I, you know, really liked them again.
Okay.
Does your daughter According love it when you dance with her? I mean, she must be like, come on, let's dance. And then she's like super
She does.
Stoked,
and I'll give her, you know, a little... wiggle or whatever, but I don't get too into it. She's really into it right now.
Well, dancing is awesome.
Right now, for some reason, and I don't know how it got and how she got into it, but Demi Lovato, Confidence, is her song right now.
Oh.
And she actually is quoting lines from it to people
is that
who
the
come
What's up. Wrong with Being Confident?
That's the one.
Is she still doing ballet?
Awful. It's so bad.
Is she going to ballet class still?
This.
Sounds like Katy Perry to me.
What's wrong with being...
Is that what she says?
Over and over. You know how a kid can listen to something a million times?
Listen, there's worse messages.
Oh, no, I don't...
That's great.
The message isn't bugging me. It's the song. And
What's
the repeat.
What's wrong with being...
It's just the repeat.
What's wrong with being... I'll be sure and sing that around you in the office. Because I know how much you love being reminded of home.
You're really in a mood today.
I'm not.
I don't understand what's going
like
on.
Like a great
you.
Mood? Shut up, Hooman.
So anti-dude today. Sheesh.
Yeah.
According to the survey, dancing is only the fourth most embarrassing thing dads do, though.
Oh.
The top three are telling bad jokes, dressing with no style, and stinking up the bathroom. There you go, dads.
You just can't win, dads. Luckily, your wife thinks everything you do is amazing.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Cisgender is pronounced cisgender. It's pronounced cisgender.
Yeah. The word was, it didn't have that second S in there. Let me look at it.
It's cisgender, Sarah.
Oh, it is in there. What did I said like cisgender or something. Yeah, it's C-I-S gender. I never heard the term before. Cisgender, a term for people whose gender identity matches the sex they were assigned at birth. And he said his doesn't. He feels just as much of a woman as he does a man. This
Who
is
are
Sam
we
Smith.
Talking about?
Sam Smith, the singer.
Right. Is Vinny on his period, says 510? My God.
Are you? Do you need a tampon?
No, I feel the best I've felt in weeks. Oh, my God. We're finally moved. It's over.
Your room, your outdoor kitchen and outdoor room sound great.
How many more boxes do you have to unpack?
20.
Oh. What rooms do they go in? Is it like books and stuff?
Kids stuff.
Oh.
It's just, I don't know how they're, that's
Just put them in the garage and wait until she asks for them. She'll forget all about
it. Well, right, they all are in the garage. That's the problem, though. There's no cars in the garage. Oh. There's just boxes of kid toys. Nonsense.
Is there
but you have
parking?
That you have that beautiful new floor in the garage.
I know.
You got to get some cars in there.
Come on, guys. Rape and sexual harassment on a Monday? Let's lighten it up.
Yeah.
We did.
Engulfed with the fire stuff in Napa Valley and need to hear a laugh.
We did spend some time on that, but we're over it now.
What's the name of the book Sarah read where the real world is horrible and the homes are stacked on one another?
That's called Ready Player One. And that, if you're around me and Vinny's age, it's for you. It's all about, it's like really about the 80s, weirdly, even though it's set, you know, 50 years from
now. Well, the 80s is sort of the, that would be the beginning. That'd be like rock and roll in the 50s.
Right.
Right?
The beginning of video games.
And it's all nostalgic because you, if you're into that, you'd look back and be all Space Invaders.
I know. And just all the movies and the music. And it's an odd book, but the concept of the reality that people are living in is you relate to it and go, that it's frightening in that it could totally happen. You can see it all. It's all laid out like, oh, my God, this is how it's going to be.
Well, so much of what's happening right now. I mean, that's, I was saying that the other day when we talked about the Vegas gunshots. I don't want, as AI and all this stuff becomes these glasses you can put on and you can live in another world. I don't want rock shows to become that because we're afraid of getting shot.
Right.
I don't want life outside to become this thing you don't do because you're afraid of getting hurt, and that we all just put on the glasses to get an experience of something.
And when the world sucks as bad as this futuristic world does, this creation is called the Oasis, and basically everybody lives there. Your carcass, as you put it, is sitting somewhere, and you're in this world virtually, and you are a person. You're whatever you want to be there.
I don't like it. And I know that...
Hey, isn't the movie coming out like any minute?
Ready Player One?
Yeah.
Is it coming out this year? No, not this year. Let me see.
Oh, are you sure it's... Why do I have that it's a... I think I thought it was a Christmas
thing. It's
a
Spielberg
thing.
Yeah.
We saw the trailer just recently. Anyway, I liked
March
it.
March 2018.
Oh, so not March that far 30th. Away. This is great.
After Christmas, Sarah. Mm. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, the music. We'll do the album charts. I've also got, there's a benefit happening that's kind of interesting. I got a Game of Thrones story.
Oh, yeah.
And
got
more
the
after these.
Office.
Yeah, I got it.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.